And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Mom, do we have to? Do we have to?
Do you need a hug?
Maybe.
Okay.
Chales, you need a hug?
How about a peppermint mocha?
Yes, that helped.
I did bring donuts.
I got a text from Truda last night at like 9:30. I'm not coming in tomorrow. I'm not doing the show.
Right. Therein lies America.
Truda.
Oh, but there's cookies on TV.
Oh, there are donuts here.
I'm in a surprisingly good mood, and it's probably the peppermint mocha that Shaylee did bring me.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
At least one of us.
Two of us
don't want to adult today.
I'm just happy it's over. I'm so happy that there was a winner. There was a concession.
But is there? Is there a winner in any of this at all?
Does have a point.
Could we just move on to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and Black Friday?
Yes. Why didn't you have the band come in today?
People complaining
What's
about...
What's going to come in today and cheer me up?
Waiting in line for Black Friday.
Us. You're
Perfect.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
What can we do
thank
for you, Truda? What's going to help?
Let's just have some fun.
Every 10 minutes, someone hug him. First of all, let's start with that.
Did anyone see my workout playlist over
gosh.
Here?
Okay, so Shaylee, this
what?
Should be known.
What is this now?
During commercial breaks.
Why does it look like I have to do those things?
Shaylee will get up and randomly just start doing squats or push-ups, or sometimes we'll do wall sit competitions.
Uh-huh.
But now apparently she's listed these on our little chalkboard. 20 squats when someone mentions unhealthy food.
I figure we'll get a lot of those in.
10 push-ups.
Donuts, pizza, burritos.
Stop it. Do we all have to do these?
Is that 60?
Yep.
For him. I'm just kidding.
And then 10 push-ups every top of the hour.
Okay. And then
what?
15-second wall sits each Christmas mention
before we flip.
I can't even do one push-up.
Well,
you're
going to learn.
The opposite of a drinking game. This is like the healthy drinking game.
Yeah, this is the worst game of all time.
We should also add in these little push-ups here where we have to do them up against the board.
Yeah. Okay.
Every time Truda complains about Trump today, he has to do 27 of those.
It's 27. 27.
27.
What?
Seems a bit extreme.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Random.
That sounds terrible.
So I don't know if that will cheer you up, but I don't know what else will.
Not exercise.
That's not helping, Shaylee.
The last time exercise cheered me up, let's see. No, I don't. Got nothing.
Endorphins make you happy.
Oh, my gosh. Who is she?
I don't know.
What's happening right now? Eat a donut.
No.
Go back to the way it was. Go back to the way it was.
God, the cops won. Trump won. Shaylee's making us exercise.
Look, I just want to close my eyes and pretend like this all never happened, right? We vote today, right? Today's the election. Is today the election?
They're still counting votes in Johnson County, if that makes you feel better. There was some sort of glitch. I'm not sure if that's going to help.
I don't think so.
But they are still counting.
All right, well, let's get the show started. Because the journey of a bajillion miles begins with the first step.
Do you remember the episode of Happy Days? I know Shaylee doesn't even remember that as a TV show, but I'm asking you, Truda.
You're talking crazy.
You know when Fonzie had to say that he was wrong? And he said, I was woo-woo-woo. That's how I felt when I read the first sentence of this story.
Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
Happy days.
Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Here again.
The weekend comes. My cycle humps. Ready to race to you.
Gen X Millennial, do you know anything about this song, show?
I remember it was on Nick at Night for like a minute.
So I will be reading this sentence and may have to be wrong. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. Democrat Hillary Clinton was thought to have many more paths to the 270 electoral votes needed to secure the White House, but Trump scored wins in several key battleground states. The billionaire businessman has never held elective office. The election created more internet traffic than Canada's immigration website could handle. The Canadian government's online immigration eligibility tool crashed a number of times throughout election night. As Republican Donald Trump's electoral total climbed, Americans who aren't excited about living under a Trump presidency swarmed the website to explore the possibility of moving north.
But is that really the place to go?
Is it?
I would think we could come up with somewhere better,
like
right?
The Caribbean?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't you want somewhere warm?
I've always wanted to live in Sweden, but I'm Swedish, so that's just me.
Hmm.
Send us meatballs while
we're
up.
You have like 2 years of maternity leave.
Oh, yeah.
Are you planning on having another?
Well, I would if I got 2 years of maternity leave.
You know how I feel about England. I do love Mother England.
But let's be real. We're all going to stay right where we are, and it's going to be fine.
You're right.
More states are legalizing recreational marijuana. Voters in California, Massachusetts, and Nevada passed measures to legalize recreational use of pot for people 21 years and older. In Florida, voters...
Well, I'd say we're just moving to Colorado.
Voters said yes to medical marijuana down in Florida.
I was going to clean my room until I got high. I was going to get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran headed back to Washington for another 6 years. Kevin Yoder, also a winner. Missouri has elected a political newcomer as the state's next governor. Republican Eric Greitens defeated Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster. And Roy Blunt won, beat Jason Kander. How about a funny story to lighten up the election news?
Yes.
Okay. This guy in Wisconsin is facing charges after he was caught in a tree with his pants down. I thought of Shaylee and her drone story when I read this.
Why do you think of me when you hear a story like this?
Police say John Casnuzo was arrested Monday night in Madison while he was allegedly looking into the window of a residence.
Oh.
Officers ordered the man to get down and noticed that his pants were undone. Police said he had no explanation for why he was in the tree looking into the second story apartment window. I'm going to say it was the same reason that someone had a drone outside Shaylee's apartment window.
True story.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But at least my pants weren't undone. That was the important part.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
This is in honor of Shaylee's first date tonight. The question is 43%.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh.
That's rude. 40... I'm right here.
I know.
43% of singles have done this before a first date. What is it? What are 43% of singles doing before a first date? 576-7102. Shaylee?
Drinking wine?
Is that
you going to do that?
Part of your process tonight?
Maybe. I don't know. I do that anyway.
What time are you going out?
Don't worry about that.
This evening. I know it's later this evening.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, Jen, do you know where we have to show up tonight?
I don't. No, she seriously won't tell me. We texted for an hour last night, and she wouldn't tell me where they were going.
Nope.
All right, so we'll just get the drone to follow her car out of here.
That wouldn't be surprising at all.
I'm just curled up in the back seat on the floor.
Can you throw a donut back?
Now we're just talking creepy. That's just getting weird.
That's
the line. Hey, the show. Good morning.
Good morning. Is it they Google their date?
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
My hints were going to be Snoop and computer, but you got it right off the bat. They Google their date, and I have to admit that I don't think Shaylee did it, but I Googled her date before they went out.
Oh, yeah.
And I found out his birthday was last Friday.
Jen has his tax returns.
I also found out that he played professional soccer in Germany for the past year.
What?
And just moved back. I know all kinds of stuff about your date.
Oh, jeez.
But feel free to use this in conversation tonight.
No.
What's your name on the phone here?
Alicia.
All right, Alicia, we're going to get you in the ring for those TSO third row seats.
Oh, awesome. My son would be so crazy. It would be great.
It is an amazing show, and it's coming December 3rd to the Sprint Center. It is a great way to kick off Christmas.
All right, Alicia, hold on for 1 second. We'll get some info, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Good job there. Snooping on your date on the Googles.
No.
What, no?
No.
No?
No.
Would you have done it had I not done it? Do you think you would have gone and given a little check?
Probably not.
I think it can be, aside from, I don't think it's that creepy. If you're looking for things to talk to them about, like if it gives you stuff like, oh, hey, he's into soccer. Okay, that gives us a topic because you played college soccer.
I like to look up people on the Facebook now.
Yeah, and see what they're posting.
Because then you see like a picture of them and you see, you know, if it's people you just encounter. You're like, oh, I just wonder what this person's like.
But isn't that going to be weird if I'm like, so, how is Germany? And he's like, wait, how do you know that? I didn't tell you that.
Okay.
I'm like, so.
Yeah, what do you do with the information that you glean out of that?
Right.
I may have spent an hour looking at your past.
Yeah.
That's not creepy at all, is it?
No, what's creepier is Jen did it, and she's not even here.
I saw you got a parking ticket on Main Street a couple years ago.
Did you get that taken care of?
Yeah, how's that going? Huh?
Oh, jeez.
I did tell her this advice. I said, if he asks you at any point in the next few weeks to go look at Christmas lights with him, marry him immediately.
She did say that.
She's obsessed with Christmas, as am I.
True.
And I used to say that in college all the time. The first boy that asked me to go drive around and look at Christmas lights with him, I will marry him.
Is that what Kyle did?
He never did.
Oh.
I married him anyway.
I love doing that.
Oh, see, I told you. I'm not going with Truda.
We should get one of those. You know what I love to do? A couple years ago, I got the Groupon for the limo that takes us around.
Yeah.
And we took the whole family
out to
Christmas lights.
No, we get a Z-Trip driver.
Yes.
Okay, well, we get a Z-Trip and we can go around and look
at
lights.
I like it.
Do they have a big enough thing that could take our families?
We'll get a Z-Trip Hummer. I don't know.
We'll
figure it out, yeah.
Cool. All right. Took it up.
I'm so glad that we all agree on this.
So we want to go
tomorrow?
It's the
one thing I agree about on Christmas.
And you can bring your date with us.
Oh, my God.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We're going to have to wait and see if some big-name celebrities end up relocating to Canada now that Donald Trump is officially the 45th president of the United States. In the lead-up to the election, at least 16 stars suggested they would do just that. Some of the names include Cher, Katy Perry, Jon Stewart, Barbara Streisand, Miley Cyrus, George Lopez, Amy Schumer, Samuel L. Jackson, and the Reverend Al Sharpton.
Oh, does Katy Perry need a place to stay?
Did you see last night? Apparently she was sobbing at Hillary Clinton's, what was supposed to be her victory party. They said Katy Perry and Lady Gaga were not taking news of the Donald Trump presidency very well. According to multiple reports, the singers were seen at what was supposed to be Clinton's victory party, and they were crying and visibly upset by the election results.
Yeah, so, that was a tough room there.
There you go. You could go comfort Katy Perry.
I'll just go. Yes.
And Lady Gaga.
I can.
Shaylee, this news is for you.
Okay.
CBS is reportedly developing a spinoff of the number one comedy series, The Big Bang Theory. The comedy will center around a young version of Jim Parsons' character, Dr. Sheldon Cooper. The show is said to feature a potentially teenage version of Sheldon. Many references were made to his experiences growing up as a young, gifted child in Texas with a religious mother throughout the series. None of the Big Bang Theory cast are said to be involved outside of Parsons.
That's exciting. I don't know how I feel about it completely, though, because this is so good.
I know. Will it ruin Big Bang Theory?
Right.
If he gets too involved with
that? I think it would be cool for like a little Netflix special kind of thing, but it's been on for a while now. When did Big Bang Theory start?
Oh, gosh.
2009?
It's been
2008?
Eight seasons, maybe?
Yeah.
Seven?
Yeah. Probably time for the spinoff, I guess.
Is it ending? Is this the final season?
I think they
keep kind of saying that. But
I think they're saying it's getting close to the end, but it's not the end yet.
Right.
We still really like that paycheck, so we're going to go on
exactly.
It's a little longer.
Who doesn't, right? I'm sure Friends would have gone on forever if they could have.
And Britain's Heat magazine says Adele is the richest UK celebrity under 30. The 28-year-old superstar rose three spots from last year after earning an estimated $114 million.
Is that all?
Whew, the rest of the top five.
And that's just each tour.
Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe is in second with over $91 million. Ed Sheeran, third with just under $56 million. Your Zayn. Zayn's in fourth with a little over $41
million. He's so pretty.
And Harry Styles, fifth with slightly less than $46 million in earnings.
Oh, he's in my office.
I've got
my cardboard cutout of Harry in my
office.
We should
probably preface that with it's a giant cardboard cutout
of Harry
Styles.
Yeah, I
just
have Harry stashed away in my office.
You just sit in the corner, boy.
It's not creepy at all. It's just weird when he talks to him when no one's in there.
Checks over. Well, every time I have a little doubt about something and, you know, I just turn and say, what would Harry do?
Yes.
When does Harry want to flip to Christmas music?
Never.
Today?
Oh, no.
Come on, Harry.
No,
this is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So let's preface this by saying we had our dating show. What's it been, a week and a half ago now? Shaylee ended up picking a contestant.
Almost 2 weeks.
Who happens to be a comments player. They have been chatting on text. They've been texting a little bit. And now
on the text?
On the texting machine, on the Googles, the Twitters. I don't know what your kids are doing.
The messenger.
But they have a date. Their first date is set up for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
She will not tell us where they're going. I don't blame her.
Between the drone and your stalking skills, absolutely not.
I do know a little bit about this guy, and I like him a lot.
Yeah.
For her.
Right. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good feeling about this.
Oh, boy.
But it didn't.
Because if not, your whole wedding plans and babies and everything is shot.
The whole winter wedding I have planned for 2017 will be gone.
2017.
Winterfest, Worlds of Fun.
Next winter. You're going to get married under the steel hawk. It's going to be a giant Christmas tree. It's going to be gorgeous.
2017?
Yes. Next year.
Oh.
You got a year to date. It's fine.
Sure. You'll be all right.
Oh, one of the Duggar kids just got married after a month. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like 12 or something,
yes,
right?
So
so
it works out.
It's fine.
Great.
But it led me to think, because someone, also a friend of mine on Facebook, had just posted, I've been spending all this money on first dates. Is it okay to go Dutch? And so I started, it's been so long since I had a first date.
Right, right.
Where do people go in Kansas City? Like, what are the good options? Where do you go for a first date? What kind of activities do you do? Because movies are terrible. You don't get to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out and eat and drink. I don't know. Kind of have to walk that line carefully. Don't want to drink too much on a first date, do you?
No, but I mean, Dutch would still be okay, wouldn't you think?
Is it?
Who? I don't see why not.
What do you think's going to happen tonight? Are you going to offer up the half?
Well, probably.
Are you going to expect him to pay?
No.
Although, a gentleman, you know, you offer the half, and he's like, no, no, I got this.
Exactly. I'm just saying, Brendan, go ahead and pay.
Okay. I feel so bad for him.
At whatever place
you don't have his number,
you're going
do you?
To be.
Do I have his number? Shaylee, I had Ken Bone's phone number within 6 minutes of the debate. Of course I have his number. I have his mom's number.
And the great part is she can like triangulate that like the FCC and find you in the city wherever it is. It's great. I mean, she's just advanced in her stalking.
I actually have his brother's phone number. I have a lot of information.
He has a brother?
Hey, the show, good morning. You have any first date thoughts?
Yes, actually, a perfect first date in Kansas City. Take him to the Nelson Atkins Museum.
Oh, that's fine.
I love that.
Cool. It's free.
It's quiet. It's free. You can talk. You can experience different things. And then if you want to go out for dinner or, you know, you do a light lunch, they have a couple little cafes in there you could eat at if you're hungry.
Uh-huh. That is perfect.
You know, something like that.
Have you done
Great
that?
Great idea.
Have you
yes,
used...
yes, I have.
And what did you get to know about the woman? Did you get to talk and find out
about
it?
Oh, yeah. We talked for like the 2 hours we were walking through there.
Are you still single? Are you married? What's your situation?
Oh, I'm married.
Okay. He said really dejectedly, I'm married.
I'm married.
Yeah. And do you still take your wife to the Nelson Atkins so you can talk to her and have a date?
We've gone down there.
You should.
Yeah.
That's a good
cool.
way to... Keep up the dating.
Yep.
Right. Cool. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. 576-7102. You want to weigh in on the old first dates?
I like that. I mean, you couldn't go tonight because I think they close probably
at
5 or something, but that's a great Saturday date.
Right. What about the like activities? Bocce ball, bowling, stuff like that?
I don't think so, because I'm too competitive.
She is very competitive.
And Jen and I both are very competitive, and I don't think...
He plays professional soccer, so I'm going to guess he's a little competitive as well.
I don't think we need to bring that out just yet.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough.
Do that with all of us. Let's go on a huge group date, and then we can all go be super competitive.
Okay.
At, like, main event and play skee ball.
But what's funny is I feel like all of the girls would be more competitive than the guys.
Yeah. Well... And it's hard when we beat them, and then Brian cries, and it's embarrassing.
That's awkward.
Me? Oh, what?
Do you remember 10-21 day?
We killed you at basketball.
I got hit in the nose by a ball.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
I was reading a guy's story on Facebook here about how he went to the wrong bathroom by mistake.
What?
Huh?
And I've done that before. In fact, I did that quite recently.
Just not even looking?
It was about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up on a year at this gala that I host every year at the Sheraton downtown.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, the sign on the bathroom, like, I don't know who hits it like it's the Notre Dame play like a champion sign.
Right.
But the W-O was kind of scratched out.
Okay.
And so I'm just walking, and I'm like, it's men. So I, boom, bust the door open, and I'm going, where are the urinals in here? This is weird. And then some chick walks out of the stall, and she's like, you know, buttoning. I'm like, and I just turned and walked out. And, of course, there's a huge crowd of people there. And then later I'm on stage. They're probably like, that's the guy that was in the girls' bathroom.
And have you been asked back to host?
I'll be there again December 1st.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Just checking.
Are you sure?
Have they sent you the email?
Well, come to think of it, it is coming up pretty soon, and I haven't.
Where did this guy do it? Did he say?
At a sports bar.
Oh, my.
Sports bar. Walked into the ladies' room by mistake.
Oops.
Before he could walk back out, heard a couple of girls coming in, panicked, and jumped into a stall. He sat there while the girls gossiped and fixed their makeup. I snuck out 30 seconds after they left. How did you walk into the wrong restroom, and how did you handle it? Did you guys ever do that before?
No.
I don't remember ever doing that.
No. Because usually there's a woman with a dress on the
that's the dress that's
yeah,
kind of
I
the giveaway.
Get that.
A little bit.
My kids, I think, have started to a couple times because, you know, when they were first learning to read, but and they never actually went in.
Was that your excuse,
that
Trina?
Yeah, that was my excuse. I'm just learning how to read.
I never learned to read.
Well, so the other day at does Kyle take the girls into the bathroom with him?
It's always me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
At a public place.
But what if they're with him by himself?
Gosh, I don't know. I
mean, she gets called the wherever she's at.
Right. No, we do very purposely, if we know he's taking them somewhere, I make them go at home because I'm like, I don't want daddy to have to mess with where do we go? What are we doing? So I don't know.
Okay, but Addie's like me. We pee at every new store we go into.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he'll send them in. Now that she's eight, he'll send them in alone together.
Right.
I would assume.
She used to go with me. A lot of times now she'll go on her own.
Yeah.
But the other day we were at Big Biscuit and the soap in her bathroom ran out. And so I said, well, you can go in here and get some soap in a second. And so she's like, all right. And I thought that she would wait while I clear the bathroom to see if there's anybody in there. No, she just busts the door open.
You sent a six-year-old into a men's bathroom alone?
No, with me.
Okay.
I was going to go in first to clear it, but she got there ahead of me because I'm a pretty slow walker, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do your exercise regimen.
Right.
And before I could do that, she just busts the door open. Some dude's at the urinal, and she's like,
no.
Hey, how's it going? Get soap. I'm like, Yeah, sorry about that. She has no shame. She doesn't care.
Not awkward at all.
She'll just walk in. I'm just here. Get some
Whatever.
Soap. Pee. Doesn't matter.
I gotta be honest. All I can hear now in my head is Big Biscuit, and I realize they're putting in a new one on College Boulevard.
Do you know took what? Away from the story?
College Boulevard Nantioch is a new
Do you know what else I heard with this story? I heard both of you talking about unhealthy food for 20 squats.
Shaylee has now
it's not.
Created exercises up on the board that we're supposed to do.
That's
we're not
Christmas
doing this.
Is coming.
Hey, the show,
we eat
good
a
morning.
Lot.
Hello?
Okay, so I have a bathroom story. I use the guy's bathroom all the time when I'm at, like, restaurants that have the one stall bathroom.
Oh, right, right.
And there's, like, a line of women. I'll walk in and make sure nobody's in it, and then we take turns standing at the door to make sure no guy can use it, and they're like, welcome to the life of being in the line for the bathroom.
Yep. This is what it's like.
Yeah, we've encountered that before, right?
Yes.
I probably have done that before, where it's just the one stall and you gotta go.
Right, and the girls' line is always forever long.
Yep.
It is, and the guys have it made. They can just go in, whip it out, and...
The world is our bathroom. Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, commercial breaks, Truda's like, 30 seconds, plenty of time. Me? I'm like, no, we've got to have 15 minutes.
She's like, put in four songs, please. I'll be right back.
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Where were we? Wasn't it at the Chiefs game where the line was crazy long and the women's were like, okay, we're just going to go right in.
Men's room, in and out.
Yep.
Yeah.
You went to the guys' bathroom at the football game?
No,
no.
We didn't end up doing it.
Oh, okay.
Wanted to.
Right.
Probably would have by the
Thought
fourth quarter.
It.
Right.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
So is this going to be the great fire of 2016?
I don't know. If all of a sudden you hear dead air people, it's because we have died in this building. There's a massive amount of smoke down the hall.
And it does not smell
and
normal.
And a terrible smell.
And yet we're still here.
And we are still in this room because if we keep the door shut, then we can't smell the... It doesn't smell like fire.
Well, that was famous last words.
Is it the heater kicking on?
I don't know. Is that what it looks like?
Do I look
How
pale?
How do
I
look?
It looks like somebody just... Well, I mean...
Do I look passy-outy?
I don't think it's supposed to...
Is that a word?
Yes.
I think we're delirious.
I think it's supposed to pour smoke into the hallways.
Oh, my God. Okay, here. She was supposed to call security.
Cousin Eddie's out there.
Well, she's still walking.
With a generator.
I think we're okay.
Esther's full.
Hey, y'all said you needed some heat now. I got it fired up. Somebody running a boat motor out there?
I don't know
okay?
We're okay. There's a lot of smoke in our hallway.
You're lightheaded.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, remember our evacuation plan is right down these back stairs here. Yes.
Knock Shaylee down and run.
I just have to be faster than Truda. That's all I know. That's why I'm preparing
Look,
for this.
I will stay behind to grab the cupcakes and the beer.
And Santa.
What else do we have over here?
I should say, when we said we might need to evacuate, Shaylee immediately said, we need snacks.
I tried to prepare people.
Did
we have a lot of Twizzlers, cupcakes, and chips
Who lived in a dorm?
Me.
Did you guys live in a dorm?
Yep.
Okay. When somebody would pull the fire alarm at 3 a.m. and everybody stumbles outside in their pajamas or less.
Right.
That was awful.
All the time.
Yeah.
I didn't bring snacks then. That's where I learned my lesson.
We have been talking about Shaylee's first date tonight. She's going out with the guy from the dating show that she chose. And I had seen this post on Facebook. One of my Facebook friends was saying he's been dating for, on the dating scene like 3 years or something. And I wanted to get some advice from him.
Okay.
Maybe he's got some ideas for Shaylee. Find out what's going on here. This is Brandon. Brandon?
All right. What's up, Brandon? Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on? Thank you.
So you've had some dates in the past, and what's the story now? What you're sick of doing this? You're sick of starting over each time for paying?
Well, at the end of the day, it's a money issue. Not that I'm hurting for money per se, but at the same time, you look at it, and it's like, man, there's a lot of money that more or less, in what I use, and I use the term loosely, went down the toilet, and it's all for naught. But at the same time, you never know what you're getting into when you get in a relationship or dating or whatever. So it's always rolling the dice when you go out.
And when you go out, do you always offer to pay? How many, like, always for the first date? Are you paying for the first couple of dates? How does it go?
Well, I haven't learned my lesson yet. I'm usually paying for all of them. I just, maybe I'm old-fashioned. That's why I decided to go ahead and, it's my default, really, just to go ahead and pay for it. Usually I like to even just go ahead and have the reservations made and paid for up front. So if she wants to, it's, she doesn't really have an option just to sit there and lay back and enjoy it.
And then, see, that just seems to me like the right thing to do. Like, that's a nice guy to...
Right, but unfortunately, if you don't find a connection there and you've got to start all over again, then that you're right. It does add up. I mean, all that little stuff just adds up over time. It's not like once you get comfortable with somebody and they're like, oh, I'll pay for this. You know, I'll step in and do that.
But if you're not making it to the comfortable stage, then you're just paying and paying and paying.
Right, right.
Yeah, you got to make it to the comfortable stage.
So help us out. What we've been talking about, like, good places to do or good places to go on dates. What is a typical date for you? And then how much are you typically spending on these dates? Do you know? Do you have a round ballpark figure?
It does vary. Round ballpark, first date, between $100 and $300.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
Where are you taking them?
God.
And are you single
I'd
now?
Yeah, I'd be poor too. But Jesus.
Now I have to reconsider that with all the laughter. I thought maybe I need to take a step back and use a more pragmatic approach.
Maybe we can all help each other today.
I think Shaylee and I are just very low maintenance.
I think so.
Like, dude, take me to Taco Bell and, like, let's look at Christmas
lights.
Well,
I'm a little bit higher than Taco Bell.
Yeah.
All right, so where are you going? What are you doing? Where are you taking these women?
Usually it'll be the Plaza 3. I've done a helicopter ride before.
What? For a first date?
Yeah, I wanted to enjoy the experience too. Plus, I don't know, gorgeous woman next to you during the whole night. Doesn't hurt.
Yeah,
that's
good.
You know.
I bet our phone lines are lighting
that's
up
true.
Right now with women saying,
who is Brandon?
We can probably make a love connection right now.
How can I find Brandon?
Yeah.
Wow. Man, you're a good date planner.
I've been doing this all wrong.
Clearly. So
your take may vary, obviously. I think I've been doing it wrong, but, you know, might as well just keep doing it because there's less argument that way.
Now, have you ever been married?
Yeah, I was married for 8 years.
Okay.
Actually, to a wonderful lady. We kept it button heads, your typical hothead Italian woman. No offense to the Italian women out there, but my experience, your take may vary.
And
so how many years then have you been back on the dating scene? How long has this been going on?
About 3 years.
Okay.
And how do you typically meet women?
Oh, boy. Actually, believe it or not, through Facebook. I met him out in public is where I'd rather meet him. That way you get a more, you get that human touch that you don't get via any kind of text. You don't get the pause, the body language, the tone of voice. You're missing out a lot when you date via textbook or whatever. So, it varies wherever.
Have you ever,
woman I'm attracted to.
Have you ever tried Tinder or whatever, Bumble, or any of those?
Bumble, that's a new one. I've tried Match.com, Plenty of Fish. I do Match.com, or I've done Match.com because it seems to bring a higher class of females and to the scene. And also, if you're willing to pay for it, you know, you're actually out there meaning to look for somebody versus just, you know, having all these messages sent to you and just because it's free and you're just bombarded with messages, you really don't get through the filter.
So, I mean, how many women then would you say, like, on a monthly basis are you going out with? Like, I mean, you know, just how far do you usually take typical spend a couple of dates and say, oh, this isn't working out, let's go our separate ways?
It varies depending on the female. sometimes I can hit off really well with them. My experience is hitting off just extremely well, and all of a sudden they just drop off the face of the earth. And I'm guessing it has to do with ex-boyfriends. I found that out at least a couple few times over my dating experience, and I'm experiencing it, or have experienced it. So,
what do you mean by that? Ex-boyfriends come back and say, no, I want you back?
Well, yeah, basically. More or less a stepping stone. I've just never been anyone's stepping stone, but apparently I have been lately, so this is new to me.
Yeah, like they can go on a date with you and just kind of tide themselves over until they figure out what's going on with their other...
That's my experience,
ball and chain.
Pretty much.
Well, that is very interesting.
Now, for Shaylee tonight, she's going on a first date. Do you have any advice for her as the female?
Oh, just be yourself. And one thing, and I'm speaking for myself, pay attention to her man, to her date. If there's a phone out, you need to get rid of it.
Yep.
If there's any
phone
kind
away
of,
millennial.
Quit looking at me like that, Truda.
Look, I do it too. I know.
That's good advice. That is good.
I think that would be a no-brainer, but nowadays it seems like that's something that you have to, you almost have to instill in other people. So you don't feel like a third wheel to somebody that's not even there, except the phone and your date.
I honestly had this thought last night, because normally, like, if I have a friend going out, I'm thinking, okay, what do I tell them? Like, what advice do I give them? And I'm like, Shaylee is one of the very few people I know who can honestly go and 100% should be herself, because she's funny, she's cute, she's smart, she knows everything about sports. Like, she is genuinely just a cool chick. And I'm like, she can go, and if she is just herself, she wins. Like, you're golden.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Not to mention you're super hot. So you have it all... Everything's done.
That helps out, by the way. Initially, that all fades away if any kind of, in my eyes, any kind of superficial acts come out or dialogue is, I'm not interested. But then again, who the hell am I? You know, I'm a guy. We don't know much, apparently. So ask Max Wash, she'll tell you all about it.
Now, Brandon, I have a feeling we're going to get a lot of calls about you. Do you want us to pass along that information to you if we get some phone calls?
Because I'm looking, why not? This could be fun.
I'm looking at your Facebook page, and you're a good-looking dude. I'm just saying.
Oh, well, thank you.
The phones may light up.
I mean, they have done a dating game before,
and it's working.
We have, yeah.
It's working right. So far. We may have to do it the other
way.
So
I'm ready for my compliments,
Jen. We'll bring in three women.
I could use a pick-me-up today.
Sorry, we're going to a break.
Okay. Well, we're out of time. Oh, man, that sucks. Dang.
All right. Thank you, Brandon, for your side.
Hey, thank you for the candor. Appreciate you coming on today, letting us grill you like that.
Well, I appreciate you having me and grilling. I've had worse, so have fun with it.
All right. Well, we may be in touch down the road. We'll see how this develops, okay?
Oh, you have my number.
All right.
Take care, Brandon.
Have a good day.
All right. You too.
All right. 7:55 at the show for Wednesday.
I'm interested
Phone lines
to
are
see.
Lighting up, actually, as we speak. So we'll see how this goes.
Looking at pictures, he is good looking. He's from Kansas City. I'll find out. I'll do some Googling. I'll stalk him, ladies, and I'll let you know.
Take rides and stuff. I mean, Brandon, what are you doing tonight? Maybe you and I could go hang out somewhere.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
All right, you guys ready to play?
Gen X versus Millennial.
Right. Let's do it. We've got Eric here on the phone. Eric, when was the year of your birth?
1973.
Perfect.
All right, Eric, how are you doing this morning?
All pretty good.
Survived the election? Everything's okay?
Yeah, it's Trump Day.
It's Truda. Somebody give Truda a hug.
The sun will come out tomorrow. All right.
All right, the way we play this is I'm going to ask you questions about the millennial generation, Eric, and I'm going to ask Shaylee questions about the Generation X, and we will see who wins. If you get it, you can win tickets to see Julianna Rancic tomorrow night here in Kansas City, all right?
Cool.
I'm going to start with Shaylee.
Mm-hmm.
Shaylee, this is a very timely question. What is a hanging chad? Also referred to as a pregnant or fat chad.
Don't forget the dimpled chad.
Yes.
What?
What is a hanging chad?
I don't
Does that
know.
Mean anything to you when
no,
I say that?
That means nothing.
You've never heard of hanging chad?
Not until 3 seconds ago.
Really? Eric, can you answer that question to steal?
Yeah, I don't remember the year, but it was
2000.
2000, the Florida voting, where the election, we had a couple hanging chads that didn't help Al Gore.
Exactly. So in the 2000 presidential election, you used a punch ballot. And in Florida, so when they punched it, that left hanging chads, the little piece of paper that's punched through.
It's kind of like when you punch your all-star ballot You know, in baseball, they've got those little circle things that come out.
I thought you just did it
online.
Yeah,
right. So you got to put it in.
But it was online. I just voted by it.
Oh, that's right. You can text it now. Yeah. Well, crap.
So no points for Shaylee on that. Over to...
But Eric did get the steal.
Eric, yes, a steal. Eric, on which TV show would you find Leah, Kaylin, Chelsea, and Janelle? Shaylee knows immediately.
The Housewives of some...
Ooh, that's a good guess. Shaylee for the steal.
Teen Mom.
Yes, more specifically Teen Mom 2 wow. on MTV. Yes. All right.
Eric, just be glad you didn't know that one. I'm actually more
I know, right?
proud that you didn't know that.
It would have felt weird. Shaylee, if you get this, I'll pay for your date tonight if you know the answer to this. What is Kajagoogoo?
What?
What is Kajagoogoo? Go ahead, give her an audio clip. Give her some.
Is this English?
Kajagoogoo.
Oh, let's see here if I can spell right.
K A J A G O O G O O. Kajagoogoo. The look on her face is fantastic.
Right?
What the heck is this?
Kajagoogoo.
He doesn't know either.
Eric's trying to cheat. Eric, you were born in 73. You should know this.
Oh, I do not know that.
Really? What is
really?
It? 1983, British New Wave band, best known for this song, Too Shy.
So what does this have to do with that word you just said?
Kajagoogoo's the name of the band.
That's the band. Oh. That's the group.
I wasn't born.
Well, I know that. Even the chorus, even once we get there, you don't recognize the Too Shy.
I did not know that.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Truda, am I weird?
Yes.
Yeah, no, you're not.
Okay.
Because I would have known
you
that.
Are.
Okay. No, it's... Kajagoogoo. I thought everybody would know. Too Shy. That's...
Truda can probably give you the track list of every Kajagoogoo album.
I know the song.
Yeah.
Right? Right?
It was number one on the UK singles chart, number five on the US Billboard Hot 100 in 1983.
This is track one on the White Feathers album, but, I mean, who's counting?
Get a little closer.
Nothing? Tell me you've heard this part.
Nothing?
That is a good one.
And you've never heard that,
Shaylee?
I don't
remember this on a commercial.
It wasn't on a commercial. That's why. It wasn't in Mean Girls.
Target never put that in a commercial.
I definitely would know it then.
Okay, over to Eric for your millennial question. Who was the very first winner of American Idol? Shaylee knows immediately. She's raising her hand.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, right?
Eric scores 400 points for that.
Mm-hmm.
Shaylee, we are going to play a movie clip for you. You have to.
Why? Why? Why?
I love these.
Glad someone does.
It's a clip from a movie. You have to tell us what movie this is from.
Mean Girls.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Oh,
play it again.
Hold Wasn't your pants
it,
on, Eric.
Turn your headphones down
Good
a little.
Good morning, Vietnam!
If you don't get this.
Isn't it called Good Morning, Vietnam?
Yes!
Oh, man.
Yes! I actually bet Truda $100 you wouldn't
that
get
you
that
would
yesterday.
Not glean that out of what we played.
It is good.
You have
morning.
Little to no faith in me.
Vietnam.
Well, we've had it before.
Shut up.
Where we played the exact thing in the quote.
We played the Different Strokes theme song and you didn't know it.
I wasn't born.
Which repeatedly
no.
says.
Charles in charge.
And Charles,
Charles
in charge.
Charge. Charles in charge. Charles
We're
in charge.
We're not talking about the past people. We're talking about the present.
Eric, another question for you. Who was an anchor on E! News, also co-hosted Fashion Police and several red carpet events for E! And is married to a reality show star? In Kansas City tomorrow night at Wine and Wisdom at the Embassy Suites Hotel.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
She was an anchor on E! News, also co-hosted Fashion Police back in the Joan Rivers days. She hosts several red carpet events with Ryan Seacrest. She's married to someone from Celebrity Apprentice.
Yep.
Oh. I'm out.
Shaylee for the steal.
Juliana Rancic.
Juliana Rancic, yes. But you know what, Eric? I think you won 473-4.
It's 675, but who's counting? I mean, whatever. It's fine.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We are making love connections left and right.
Mm-hmm.
First, we had Shaylee's dating show. She's now going out with Brendan. Then we had Brandon on the show this morning.
Right.
A different guy. He was just calling and saying that he's gone out on a lot of dates. He's been single for about 3 years now, divorced. Yep. And he said on a first date, he's taken women on helicopter rides. He's taken them out to
dinner. He's setting
at the
a way too high bar for men, by the way.
No he kidding. Spends $100 to $300 on a date.
The first date.
Yeah. And so now women, I have gotten so many emails and Facebook messages saying, can I have his info? And he said, he told me.
He would pass him along, right?
Yes. He said, give him my Facebook. It's fine. It's cool. So I have passed that along to those women. And we'll see if anybody goes out. Now, we are not responsible if things go poorly. Do not blame me if you go out and you break up.
No, that's
go
my job.
Brandon, go!
I think he deserves a megaphone mention for that.
There you go.
We always give the good luck to teams, and they always seem to score. So, I mean, that's cool.
Whoa.
Hey.
What? The team.
The team.
Oh.
The team.
Scores. Right.
The what marching you, eagles.
What can you tell us about your date tonight, Shaylee? It's your first date with this contestant from the dating show.
Uh-huh.
You will not tell us where you're going.
No.
Are you meeting him there? Is he picking you up? Do people still pick people up? Is
that
a thing?
Or do you guys meet out?
I think everybody
meets. Do
you
take a Z-trip? What are you going to do?
I wasn't planning on a Z-trip.
You going to drive?
Ooh, I think you should.
You going to walk? Bicycle?
No.
Okay, well, I just wondered what your motive
was. Did you just tell him to come to your apartment? What's happening?
No. No, we're meeting there.
Take a drone?
Where is it that you're meeting?
No. You think you're so smart, but I caught on to your ways.
Well, you said something about Buffalo Wild Wings earlier. Is that...
Yeah. Are you going to BWW? Right?
Maybe.
Going to watch a little football?
Maybe.
It's Wednesday. I don't think there is football, but that's okay. It didn't stop you.
I didn't realize there was Tuesday night college football until last night. When did that start?
Tuesday night.
It's every day of the week now.
Thanks, ESPN.
Right. You like NBA? You watch basketball?
No.
No. Mm-mm. Okay. What do you think?
Hockey.
I'm not telling you. Because you two will show up.
So what, it's a restaurant / bar type?
I don't know.
You'll have dinner and drinks?
Maybe.
Casual?
And just
I don't know.
Dressing what? Up?
I don't know. I was going to wear sweatpants and a Charlie Hustle shirt.
She asked me last night, what do I wear? And I said yoga pants and a Fabletics bralette.
That's not what I'm going to be wearing.
Kate Hudson rocks it. Why not?
I don't look like Kate Hudson.
Are you guys going to go to a gym?
Oh, don't do that. That sounds like a terrible first date.
Yeah,
why
it does.
Would you do that?
It sounds like the worst date of all time.
No, they would do that on The Bachelor.
Well, that's one place I know you two won't follow me, so that is absolutely where we're going. We're going to Gold's Gym.
I'll be casually on a stair climber.
They're hitting Gold's Gym in some vegan restaurant. We will never see them.
Like, as long as you stay there, you're safe.
We're going to go work out.
Mm-hmm. No, but really, we know that's not happening. He would, because he's a professional soccer
what
player.
What are you saying?
I know that that's not what you're doing. How much detail will you give us tomorrow?
Great. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Well, I'll tell you. If ladies, look, the people, they've been asking about Brandon. They've been asking about the audio. And don't worry. We podcast it so you can listen to the audio later. And then if you want us to pass your info along, you can always email us, theshow@kc1021.com.
Or go to our Facebook page. And, ooh, we need, let me see how many likes we need, because it freaks me out when we're next to a big number.
I didn't realize you were so OCD.
We need at least 11 likes on the KC1021 Facebook page so I don't freak out number-wise. So if 11 people could go like our page, and then that way you can see like all the cool stuff we're giving away, and you'll get updates, the podcast, all that good stuff. So,
and sometimes Jen and I sneak in and we post funny pictures.
There's times.
We don't tell true to that.
What?
Nothing.
You don't? Who? What?
Nothing.
Where?
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It is Wednesday, the 9th of November.
Also known as the first day of the rest of Shaylee's life.
Okay.
Tonight, the first date. Next year at this time, a wedding.
Right.
Okay.
2 years
what,
from
what
now.
What happens?
Family.
Will you let
school.
Me be in the delivery room when
what?
You have the first baby, or do you want me right outside the...
I don't even want to be there.
I could be a certified doula by the time you have a baby.
What?
I'm just saying.
Really?
I don't need you at... What? No.
What is that, by the way? What does that do?
So I had a doula because I did not like my doctor, but it felt like it was too late to change doctors, and so I kept the same one. And a doula basically serves as like a nurse who never leaves your room.
Okay.
And so, like, when the doctor told me, we're going to have to do a C-section, I looked up at the doula and I said, you tell him I am not having a C-section. I'm squeezing this baby out. Make that happen. She did. She gave him the look and said, yes, make this happen.
Oh, perfect.
Was that too much information?
And then I'll be there going, push, come
no.
on, come
no, no,
on.
No.
Push.
3 hours I pushed because I refused to have a C-section. 3 hours. And that was after 12 hours of labor. Get that kid out of me. But she did come out, and I didn't have to have a C-section. Done.
Okay, mm-hmm. Drugs?
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got the epidural at 2 centimeters. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What?
Load me up. I actually asked for 2 because I'm so tall.
Yeah, because we've got
just
the...
keep that rolling.
We've got the cousin that does the natural, and mm-hmm. I'm like, man, I don't know.
Oh,
I
no. Mean, no.
You know how low my pain threshold is.
I wonder, are you having children like that?
No, I'm not. But
he just hurt himself doing a push-up in here. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I wonder, I between the two of us,
because imagine.
I have a very low pain threshold as well. We should have some sort of contest between. Shaylee, you can set up some pain.
Oh, I like
a pain
this.
Obstacle course and see
no,
which
I don't
one
like
of us backs
this at all.
Out first.
I do know.
Like
no.
Flicking your arm.
Right?
I'm very weak.
We know.
I'm not good with pain.
So you're going to be really upset. What if this doesn't work out?
Oh, it will. I have a good feeling.
And what happens if it doesn't? Your whole next year and a half of planning.
I want to see her become this doula.
Let's just make one thing clear. Neither of you two are anywhere near a delivery room when I do have kids.
No, I think we need the megaphone there.
No, no.
Come on, push.
Baby Shinden. Shaylee, no, what did we decide the baby's name
was? We didn't decide
Shaden.
Anything.
Shaden.
Shaden. Yeah.
Guys,
because
I'm
that
not,
was their, that's their celebrity couple name.
I'm not having
right?
kids right now.
It's either that or Brinley.
Right. No, not right now. It's your first date. We're talking like a year and a half. I mean,
you
the
need
wedding.
To calm down.
We have the Winter Wonderland wedding first. Silly. Duh.
I just facepalm myself because I literally can't with you.
Brinley or Shaden?
Stop.
I like them both. Well, there's going to be 2.
There's 2?
How many kids are on a soccer team? Because you
what?
Need to have that many.
No.
11?
How many are on a
soccer team? What are you talking
about?
Come
on, Duggars. You can do it. Make this happen.
Yeah, no. Have you been talking to my mom again?
How many kids do you think you'll have with
then
Brendan?
We'll play
okay,
this
we're not.
As she walks down the aisle.
Are you flipping to Christmas music right now?
No.
Is it happening?
No, it's not happening.
Hold my hand, Shaylee.
No, okay. It is not
Make
happening.
Make this happen.
Is it happening? Is it happening? Is it happening?
No, it's not happening. No.
Are you sure?
I'm just offering this as an example of a song you could play at your wedding.
Will you give me a little?
There's no
next
wedding.
A little Pentatonics right now. Mm-hmm. Give me
at
a fix.
At the
come on.
At the Winter Fest.
Give me a little bit.
We're
Worlds
not,
of Fun.
No. Mm-mm.
Winter Wonderland wedding. Beautiful dress.
Guys.
I can make flurries happen at your wedding.
What?
We can play this. The day that played and it pleased the Lord. We get Pentatonix to play at your wedding.
Well, that would be amazing.
They walk you down the aisle. Wow.
And then we'd have
them?
To have it at Sprint Center and we'd give away some tickets.
Oh my God, this is happening.
Guys.
Great idea.
Guys, it's the first
look, her phone's
date?
Going off. People are, they're like, where can I get a front row seat?
Who should
oh,
open?
I'm getting text messages. Can I be the maid of honor?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't because I am. No,
you
no, can, no.
You guys could both be the maid of honor. You have the same name.
Okay. Is it Jenny?
Yeah.
Okay, no, Jenny can do it with me.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I'm not good at planning. So she can do the work
she's
part of
she's
it.
She's very good at planning.
And I'll do the
you
fun part of
you just show up
it.
And do stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I found the groom. Isn't my work done?
Hold on. There is. We're not.
That's a
there's
good point.
There's no wedding. There's no babies.
Well, even your
there's
friends
no
are buying
wedding.
Into this. They're like, oh, I'm the maid of honor.
They like encouraging
wanna,
this.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Let's get Shay's friends to call up
oh,
and we'll talk
God.
About this.
He's a goaltender, right? Isn't he a goalie?
They call them keepers?
Goalkeeper? I don't know. I don't play the soccer. Why is he on the Twitters?
Stop.
Does he like
God.
The Drake?
I don't know. I'll ask him if he likes the Drake tonight. Jeez.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
She's right here. 9/17, The Show with Jen, Truda, Shaylee. It's 11/9.
What?
That means it's the 9th of November. I'm sorry. I just look at this thing up here, and it puts it in 11/9/16.
How much sleep did you actually get last night?
Very little, I think.
Yeah, that's weird.
I stayed up for quite some time. Uh-huh. All right, so it's 9/17 on the morning of Wednesday, the 9th of November. There we go.
Wacky
that's
Wednesday.
What it means. Oh, wacky Wednesday.
All right, we've been getting people called.
What does that even mean?
Nothing makes sense, people. Getting people qualified for these third row TSO
you
tickets.
You think we were the ones who were drinking.
I know, right? All morning long, and now it is time to pick a winner. Shaylee.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the names
this
here.
This is a lot of pressure.
Okay.
Okay.
Here, Truda, here's our winner.
Okay.
Call her.
All right, very good. This is... Okay. Good. Let's see how this goes. My dialing skills work out right. Bum, 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 bum. You're going to this show, right, Jen?
This is Raylan.
Hey,
Raylan. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
You're on live with Jen and Truda, KC 102.1.
Yes.
Are you at work right now?
I am.
Are you allowed to scream at work?
I guess I can scream at work.
Well, you're going to be sitting in the third row at Trans-Siberian Orchestra December 3rd.
Woohoo!
Just a quiet woohoo.
That's fantastic.
Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my husband.
Perfect. There you go.
That's great.
Yes, it's going to be a huge show. And let me tell you, it really is. For people that, have you ever gone before? I should start there.
I have never gone before.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Like everything from snow falling in the Sprint Center to rock concert to amazing voices. It's incredible. Yeah.
Well, I am super excited.
Yay.
Awesome. Congratulations, Raelynn. Good job.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line and we'll tell you how to get your tickets, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Making dreams come true on this Wednesday morning. How about that?
That's what we do here. We're not done. Tomorrow, second row, and then Friday, front row tickets.
You are not eligible, Jen, to TS.
So I just want to know why we were sitting over here during the songs, and Jen looks over. She's like, you're welcome, Truda. Just making things happen. Kind of scares me when you say that,
why?
Though, because the last time
you
said
worried?
That, a tarantula showed up in here. see why my, I'm just a little bit gun-shy at this
point.
No,
I'm making good things happen for you. I might have a Christmas present coming through for you that I'm
Kim
very,
Kardashian.
Very excited. No,
you don't
not.
Want that.
Oh.
Charlize Theron.
No.
Oh, yes.
It's not a person.
Oh, okay, right.
It's a Gary thing. Coleman.
It's... Yes. That's what,
be awesome.
That's what's happening.
The little dog named Snuggles.
That actually is
so
close. That's on the right track.
Oh, it is.
Yes. You have a present hopefully coming. I've made contact.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about, right?
Happen.
Yes. Oh, fantastic.
So since we're talking about presents and gifts and stuff, can we flip?
No.
Oh.
No.
Are you sure?
No, just
what
wait.
Is it? It's November 9th.
Mm-hmm.
You
I feel like
just keep your pants on.
You know, you know how everybody's
that
always
goes for your date too.
Always, people are always looking for the next big thing. So, like after the Cubs won the World Series, everybody was watching baseball, and then 2 days later, it's kind of like, okay, what's next? The election. Mm-hmm. Everybody's really into the election. Well, now that's
Donald
over.
Trump.
Time for the next big thing,
okay.
And that, my friend,
is Thanksgiving.
Is Christmas
music. See, I gotcha. I gotcha.
You and your accuracy.
I feel very uncomfortable right now.
Mom and Dad are fighting. Shaylee, go in the other room.
I need snacks.
Joder.
See,
you pass me those cupcakes and I can go.
The next thing is Thanksgiving. Save Thanksgiving. There you go.
Fine. Can I eat turkey and listen to Pentatonics?
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care what you do. Turkey leg. Some wine and
are you making us Thanksgiving?
You're splitting volume.
Are we going to have Friendsgiving?
Did you not
that
see
means.
That we're having a Thanksgiving feast at work here?
Yeah, but I don't know about that. I feel what? Like food coming from the people here.
A potluck dinner with food made by TJ kind of freaks me out a little
bit. No, she's actually a really
she's
good
really
cook.
Good.
She is.
She's
she is actually probably the best one here to do it.
No,
everyone else, I'm just not eating anything.
Oh, that's it. We used to do these monthly feeds here. Were you here for that?
No.
Oh, you weren't here for that. We used to do these monthly lunches where everybody brings a potluck, and TJ is really, really good.
Okay.
You want, like, her stuff.
All right.
No, Friendsgiving is a thing.
Zeke, not so much.
No.
Devo, absolutely not.
Mm-mm. No.
Steve, no.
Yeah. Wear gloves.
Mm-hmm. No. No. Friendsgiving, it's a thing.
I know what that means.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Ah, everything's fine. Do you see the world still spinning? Everything's okay.
Did you, I didn't listen to this. Did you see the little video that President Obama put out last night?
No.
The sun will come up today?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. Maybe we should listen to this for a second.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. It's finally election night. And I imagine that's welcome news to most of you. Because let's face it, this has been an exhausting, stressful, and sometimes downright weird election for all of us.
Yes.
You're just telling me.
But here's what I want everybody to know. While we've certainly seen some new things this time around, what isn't new is that our democracy has always been rowdy and raucous. We've been through tough and divisive elections before, and we've always come out stronger for it. That's what makes America special. The idea that while progress isn't guaranteed, each of us has the power to choose our path, not just on nights like this, but every day in between. It is a beautiful and fragile gift, and we should treat it that way. So whether your chosen candidates win or lose tonight, let's all agree not only to stay engaged, but to push ourselves to do even better. To vote not just when a president's on the ballot, but for Congress and mayor and school board and dog catcher. To educate ourselves on the issues and join with our neighbors in tackling the ones that face our communities.
It's good words.
Let's keep him.
I tried. All right, have a good day, everybody.
Tomorrow.
It's the beginning of a new day.
It is for Shaylee. She's got her first date tonight.
And Brandon, who just came on the show and now has 10 dates off of people that just wrote the studio.
We got all kinds of messages about the guy that we had on the
show.
Poor guy's
going to have to drop a boatload of cash for all these ladies. And you may not have reined that back in a little bit.
Go Dutch, ladies. Help a guy out.
Unfortunately, we just gave away all of his secrets. They're all going to be expecting helicopter rides.
That's true.
Hey, can we call Johnny Rollins, get him a Plaza flight?
Over the plaza lights for the lighting ceremony.
Yeah.
Make that happen.
Yeah, Johnny does that, yeah, for
sure.
Great. Right.
Tomorrow we have second row for Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and then Friday we'll be giving away front row tickets.
That's amazing. All right, I think that's it, Jen, right?
Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Love is 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 love cannot be killed or swept aside.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.